broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock here on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our... We got a mic open back in Medford. We got a mic open, so turn it off. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Where was I?
Show for Patriots by Patriots?
No. A news talk, got it. News talk and information show that knows what it's talking about.
Truth is our bitch.
Truth is our bitch, and...
We go places other...
Yeah, we go places other talk shows can't go. Okay, so anyway, welcome to the program, and our website is philhendryshow.com, the strong right arm of the Phil Hendry Show, where you can get the live streaming video and audio of this show every night with a backstage pass. We are on Phil TV in HD right now with a beautiful dark blue El Pacifico behind me, and we have other things to show you. So there is our website, Truth is Our Bitch, and like that. So check us out at philhendryshow.com. We'll have our news and information hour next hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Let me bring on the line. No, that's the line to... No, that was the line to Jay Santos. That's the South Bay line. We need to cut that. And let's pick up our Santa Monica line. And we do have Art Griego at Santa Monica Airport tonight. And Art, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing good, Phil, and it's good to be on your program. Long time no talk to you.
And how is business?
Well, I'm a retired guy, you know.
I know that.
And I don't think there's anything better than retired life. I've enjoyed it a lot of time with the grandkids, and a lot of time with Emily and I both being able to be traveling together. It's been quite a lot of fun.
And as you fly, and I know that you flew commercially, you fly privately, and you fly for pleasure. So where do you guys go?
Well, we a lot of times we'll take a couple of friends of ours, Hal and Viola Levalier. We travel with them over to Laughlin. We've gone as far as Albuquerque. My wife's family has a ranch there, and so we've had it's been a wonderful time to just kind of get all the all of that stress, out of your system.
All right, as a pilot, Art, I wanted to ask you about the episode, the Southwest Airlines episode, as it occurred either today or yesterday. I'm not exactly sure. I know, Jason, if you can throw me that story. And here it is. This is the do you have the particulars on this? Do you know exactly? Do you know what happened?
Well, I heard the recording.
Okay, it was a recording of a Southwest pilot or a Southwest crew member or something, and I believe he was in the cockpit. Basically, the Southwest Airlines Flight Attendants Union may file a discrimination charge against the airline after one of their pilots' cockpit microphones became stuck open and an obscenity laced rant about the physical attributes of flight attendants was broadcast, I guess it was broadcast over the entire Texas airspace. It goes on to say that Houston TV station KPRC obtained a recording of the audio in which the pilot bashed gays, women, grannies, and overweight people. The conversation took place at about 7:30 this morning. No, excuse me, March 25th.
All right, so this is a very old recording.
Yes, it is. March 25th was broadcast over the Houston Air Traffic Control radio frequency, blocking communications between air traffic controllers and other pilots for more than 2 minutes. I guess that's the part that was really dangerous,
Well, I will tell you, Phil, my feelings on this, and it's this in a nutshell. Whatever this pilot said is nobody's business. But the pilots and the air traffic controllers and the pilots...
What about the union?
It's no one's business. It's a conversation he was having, and he was talking to his fellow professionals about what he likes and what he doesn't like.
Let's listen to it. I know you've heard it, but let's just listen to it, because I know there are a lot of people that have not. This is the pilot. Now, has this man been identified publicly yet? No, he has not. And I believe he has not, because they do consider this to be an in-union, in-house situation. Here is, however, the Southwest pilot, March 25th, 7:30 in the morning, and his conversation as it was heard not just by his crewmates but by the air traffic controllers in Texas.
Well, but I had Tucson, Indy, all 4 weeks, and Chicago crews. 11 out of 12, there's 12 flight attendants, individual, never the same flight attendant twice. 11 over the top homosexual and a granny. 11. I mean, think of the odds of that. I thought I was in Chicago, which was party land. After that, it was just the continuous stream of gays and grannies and grandes. Oh, I don't give a I hate 100% of their.
All right, so you heard that, right?
Yeah, I heard it. Actually, what I heard, Phil, was much more extended. I heard at least two of the air traffic controllers trying to communicate with the aircraft to tell him to stop, to put a plug in it. One of the aircraft reporting back, which was not that aircraft, I think it was a Delta flight, wanted to let the air traffic controller know it was not their aircraft that communication was emanating from, which, of course, is not necessary because they know what aircraft these communications are emanating from. But
It was probably embarrassing.
Well, here's what I think. This was in March. It was a conversation, a private conversation that was had by this pilot to another pilot. It does not concern anybody. It had nothing to do with the flying of the aircraft. The number one and most important thing is to make sure the aircraft is safe and to make sure that the aircraft is in the air and is then going to land and everybody on board the aircraft will be alive. All right? So you get my point, right?
Yeah, of course I get your point. But I'm saying that this was an attitude expressed by this guy about his crewmates that was heard by other people.
Again, it has nothing to do with what this man's job is. I can tell you, Phil, that I have political points of view and have had for a long time that are for some people, are probably very odious. I take part in, and I don't, and I'm not saying this because I want to get anyone angry with me. I'm telling you that in my life, I do these World War II reenactments where I partake in these World War II reenactments as a member of the SS, which was the Nazi terror organization. Why do I do that? I find aspects of their organization very interesting. There are probably some things that the Nazis believed in that I agree with.
You're kidding.
No, I mean, I don't want to get into it with you, okay?
So you're saying, really, you believe what the Nazis believed?
I'm saying there are some aspects, but the larger point that I'm trying to make, let's not get bogged down in whether or not I like Nazis.
Well, do you?
See, you're getting bogged down again. That has nothing to do with how well I fly an aircraft. That has nothing to do with whether I can take an aircraft off, fly it safely, and put it down safely. Nothing whatsoever to do with that.
What about Jews? Do you have a problem with Jews?
I'll tell you this much. If they were sitting next to me in a cockpit, no, I wouldn't.
All right, so that is to say that you do.
No, I answered your question in the most relevant way that I could. Sitting in a cockpit next to me, if he was a Jewish pilot or a Jewish co-pilot, or back in the day when we had navigators, a Jewish navigator, I'd have no problem with the guy because we're all a team. Now, out of that aircraft, that's a whole other story. Okay? So,
all right, I'm not going to belabor this because I really personally don't want to know what your point of view is when it comes to that. When you tell me that you have sympathy for Nazis...
I don't have sympathy for Nazis. There's aspects of what they believed that I think could have worked had they been given an opportunity. But I'm not going to turn this into a discussion group on Nazis. What I'm saying to you is, I'm saying that, you see, you have ruined this conversation by bringing that up.
No. Hold on. You brought this up. What you said, Art, was it doesn't matter what a guy believes. It doesn't matter who a guy is. It doesn't matter any of this stuff, so long as he flies the plane properly.
Exactly, yes.
All right, so you're saying about this guy, the Southwest pilot, he may have commentary that is degrading to women, to heavyweight, to heavy people.
Well, what do you call calling them heavyweight?
What do I call what?
Isn't that degrading to call fat people heavyweights?
I didn't call them that.
Well, yes, you did. Yep.
I misspoke. I meant I was going to say either heavy people or people carrying too much weight, and it came out as heavyweight.
But I could say, no, you didn't. You were saying heavyweight, and you were making a big joke out of it. That's what I could think was the perception of that.
Well, that's not the case, and I think we're getting off the point. The point here is a Southwest pilot said what he said. Now, you say it has nothing to do with anything. It's nobody's business. So, therefore, what should happen to this man?
Nothing should happen to him. Why do you think something should happen to him? He said some things that were overheard by people. It wasn't anybody's business at all. So what if he thinks... So what if he doesn't like gay people? If he doesn't like gay people, he doesn't like gay people. What are you going to do? How are you going to change that? What was his on-the-job performance like?
I don't know.
Well, barring this incident, it was probably pretty good. No one would have ever guessed the guy didn't like gay people. No one would ever guess maybe the guy doesn't like black people, or maybe he doesn't like women, or maybe he's got a problem with handicapped people, or maybe he has the most odious, disgusting, and vile views on earth. Maybe he thinks that NAMBLA should be an illegal organization and is working tirelessly behind the scenes 20 out of 24 hours a day when he isn't flying in an aircraft to make a gay love between a man and a boy legal. Okay? Maybe that's what this guy's about. But if he is flying that aircraft safely, and he's flying that aircraft without incident, and he is doing his job, it's no one's business.
What about the fact that while this jackass was having this conversation...
See, I resent you calling him a jackass.
And well, now, why can't I call him a jackass?
Was he doing anything to endanger that flight?
Well, see, this is the thing I wanted to ask you. Apparently, the switch was stuck on. And so, therefore, they could not communicate with that aircraft. The air traffic controllers could not communicate with that aircraft. Nobody could communicate with that aircraft as long as that switch was stuck on, and no incoming communication could be had. So that jeopardized the safety of the aircraft.
Well, I'd have to look into that, find out if that was the case. However, if that was what jeopardized the safety of the aircraft, the switch being on, then that's something that can be taken up with the pilot, with the crew, and perhaps with the manufacturers of that equipment, and perhaps with the airline. But again, it has nothing whatsoever to do with that man's opinions. So,
all right, so in other words, he could sit there in the cockpit running his mouth about fat people, gay people, women, old women, and as long as it's not jeopardizing the safety of the aircraft, no matter what, it's fine.
As long as he's doing his job, it's fine. That's right. I've known guys that were white supremacists, who flew commercially for airlines for 20, 30 years and sat in the same cockpit with black officers, members of their flight crew, co-pilots, pilots, and they never had one problem. And yet these guys, after they would land, would take off that captain's hat, put on that pointed hood. And
you're kidding me, right?
No, I'm not kidding you. No, I'm not kidding you. Look at it. It takes all kinds to make the world go round, Phil, and this country is filled with all kinds of people, and we have to accept that. But I know guys that flew commercially for over 20 years. They would get off of a flight, go home, take off their uniform, put on a bed sheet and a pointed hat, and I mean race down to the cross burning with a six-pack of beer. And
well, that's ridiculous.
It sounds ridiculous, but it's true. With a six-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
I swear to God, you know, the reason why you can't accept it is because we've gotten ourselves into a position in this country. We are spying on each other, and if we don't say the right thing and we don't do the right thing, then we have to spy on each other and have the other person arrested.
Well, this goes much deeper, because if this guy's attitude is like that toward his crew, it could affect his job.
Well, it hasn't affected his job. That's the point.
All right. Art Griego is on the line with us as we talk about the Southwest pilot that was running down women and gays. You heard the recording. We will play it again for him when we come back. And the question, of course, is, should this guy be reprimanded? Should he lose his job? Should anything happen? Art believes that as long as what he did not affect the safety of that aircraft, there's no reason. 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. And we're basically asking, whatever it is you believe, however it is you believe it, does anybody have the right to tell you that you cannot believe those things, you cannot even articulate those things, if, in point of fact, you are doing your job? The Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show here. Art Griego on the line with us. I don't know whether you heard this, but it was a flight attendant, not a flight attendant, it was a pilot on Southwest Airlines. And I apologize, the clip that we have here is not even the complete clip. There's much, much, much more to this phone call, or to this radio call that this pilot was on. This was recorded in March. The pilot was recorded making the following observations. It was heard by air traffic controllers everywhere. It got back to the flight attendants union. It got back to the union, and it got back to Southwest Airlines. And it was Southwest Airlines that made some very strong statements about this. Basically, this pilot was out of line. This pilot should never have said the things that he said, etc. Let's listen to this again.
Well, but I had Tucson, Indy, all 4 weeks, and Chicago cruise. 11 out of 12. There's 12 flight attendants, individual, never the same flight attendant twice. 11 over the top homosexuals and a granny. 11. I mean, think of the odds of that. I thought I was in Chicago, which was party land. After that, it was just the continuous stream of gays and grannies and grandes. Well, I don't give a. I hate 100% of their.
So there's a guy, and also you can hear him there, Art, saying that he hates 100% of something. I don't know what he was talking about. And so we are back at this point you and I were discussing. It doesn't matter what a pilot says.
It doesn't matter because it has nothing to do with the flying of the aircraft.
All right, what if the pilot is standing at the door to the cockpit expressing these points of view while people are coming on and off the aircraft?
I think you have a situation there, Phil, where you are in a teaching moment as a pilot. And you are there as the pilot letting people know that you are going to do everything in your power to make sure that they are safe. You're going to do everything you can in your power to make sure that they arrive safely at their destination. And you will use all of your skills as a pilot to see that that is done. Beyond that, they need to understand that you are a human being who feels very strongly about a lot of things, and you may express those things. And
all right, so, but you got to answer my question. Does that pilot stand at the door of the cockpit and talk about gays and women and fat people within earshot of the passengers?
Again, if he is letting them know, I'm the pilot, and it's something as simple as saying good afternoon, and we often do this, Phil. And
you're not answering my question.
No, hold on, I will answer your question. But you gotta listen to me. We often stand at the door of the cockpit and we say good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. You've seen us do this.
Of course.
And I used to love doing that. But you also say good afternoon. I'm the pilot, Art Griego, and you look at them, and while you're looking at them, you say to whoever you were speaking to, the flight attendant, all right, getting back to gays, I'm the pilot, but I don't want to fly with any gays. I don't want to fly with any, you know, but you're not really going to do that because this is your crew. You may say something like, I don't like Obama. I don't like liberals. I don't think integration is right. I don't think integrated schools are right.
And you're saying this within earshot of the passengers.
Isn't that what you asked me?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
And why? Why would you say that? Do you know that you're going to drive business away from your airline?
Phil, that's not my job. What did they hire me to do? They hired me to fly an airplane. Didn't they do that?
Yeah, but if you're saying these things...
Didn't they? They hired me to fly an aircraft, and I'm going to fly that aircraft the best way I know how. I'm going to fly that aircraft... And every pilot knows the number one person that they have in mind for safety is themselves. Why are we taught that way? because if there's one person in this world that you want to see live another 30 seconds, it's you. So I fly that aircraft so that I'm safe. I fly that aircraft then for anyone on the flight crew that I know and love, and I want them to be safe, and then I fly it to make sure the passengers are safe. And then we can talk about whether I like Jews or gays or anything like that.
All right. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry. 877-876-PHIL.
Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. Art Griego with us, a retired commercial pilot who now retired and has done some private charter work. Art has been talking with us here about the Southwest Airlines pilot that talked about how there's just nobody fun to party with among the Southwest crews that he has worked with.
Well, but I had Tucson, Indy, all 4 weeks. And Chicago crews.
How many times are you going to play this?
Hold on.
Individual, never the same flight attendant twice. 11 over the top homosexuals. And a
there you go.
11. I mean, think of the odds of that. I thought I was in Chicago, which was party land. After that, it was just the continuous stream of gays and grannies and grandes. I don't give a I hate 100% of their.
So he was talking about hating gay people.
Yeah, I don't know, Phil. But again, you're talking about mistakes you're making. Let me tell you the mistake you're making. If the plane is on fire as it lands and people are dead, does it matter whether that guy was a Republican or a Democrat?
No, it does not. I'm just asking the question in terms of the work environment. Is it a hostile work environment? Is it a hostile environment to be in as a passenger? You know,
what would make it a hostile work environment?
You said that you would stand there at the cockpit door as people are getting on the plane talking about gays, blacks, Jews.
No, I said that I would say hello to people. Welcome to the aircraft. I'm your pilot. I'm going to fly this aircraft the best way I know how. Now then, if I don't like Jews or I don't like blacks, or I do like Jews and I do like blacks, if I am a member of the white supremacists or I'm a member of the Black Panthers or whatever, that's none of your business.
But would you tell them that?
If some instances you do. It depends on the flight. It depends on if it's a long flight, is it a short flight? If it's a short flight, and you know that you're not going to have to carry these people around all day, you could probably say something like, "Good afternoon, I'm Captain Griego, and I am a white supremacist."
And you're going to tell people getting on an aircraft that?
It doesn't matter at that point. The flight is short, and you have every right to your First Amendment opinion. And people don't understand this. This is why this is not going to see the light of day. This pilot who said what he said, it might have shocked the union.
And what are his, by the way, this is a lawsuit that's going to be brought by the Flight Attendants Union for being denigrated like that.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous lawsuit. It'll never see the light of day.
Why not?
They can't sue a guy for expressing a private opinion in a cockpit that no one heard.
And everybody heard it, okay?
Yeah, no one theoretically heard it. The button was stuck on. If the button hadn't been stuck on, no one would have heard it.
But people did hear it.
Yeah, but we're going to have to find out why they heard it. Was the button stuck? Did he hold the button down hoping that everyone would hear it? In which case, maybe they got a case, maybe they don't. If it was intended for them, if it was intended for the passengers, that's a different story.
And all right, so what we have here is, and we're talking with Art Griego here about this Southwest Airlines incident, folks, what we have here is a pilot who, if he was saying that the flight attendants are fat and they're gay and they're old, and he was saying that because he was just flat angry at the flight attendants, Then you're saying, and he was holding the button down so the flight attendants would hear that, then they might have a lawsuit.
They might have a lawsuit. They might. If he was holding the button down so they'd hear it. But I don't think he was holding the button down so they'd hear it. He didn't know the button was stuck.
And in which case, it's a problem with the manufacturer of the button.
Yes. It's a problem with the manufacturer of the button. Now, if, however, he did intend for them to hear it, and he held the button down, it's a ridiculous way of doing it because they're not going to hear it until the flight, until the cockpit recorder is made public, whoever hears these recordings. And in this case, this is what, June, and this happened in March? Or if he intended for the passengers to hear it and not the flight attendants, then they don't have a lawsuit because it was intended for the passengers. But again, it's a very weird way to let passengers know your feelings, holding the button down and hoping they hear the cockpit recorder 3 months later. It's unheard of.
All right, and so what you would do is you would stand there and say, good afternoon, I'm Captain Griego, and I'm a member of a white supremacist.
What, you find that funny, huh?
Yes, I find it fun. Good afternoon, I'm Captain Griego, and I'm a member of a white supremacist organization, as they're getting on the plane.
Yes, because the point here, you laugh, Phil, because you don't understand what it is to be a you don't know what it is to be a pilot and then just one of you. I'm a pilot, and then I'm one of you people, okay?
Well, gee, that's...
No, I'm not. Don't take it personally.
Well, that's the way you're saying. I'm a pilot, and then I'm one of you.
I'm a pilot, and then, yes, I'm one of you. When I'm a pilot, I am soaring above the clouds. When I'm a pilot, I'm on the wings of angels. I'm doing something that very few people get to do. I am soaring close to the face of God. That's what I do, Phil, when I fly an aircraft. I take it up close to God. I take people right upstairs. When I land and I walk out onto the street and I walk out onto the pavement where the exhaust and the bus fumes and the garbage is, I'm just another one of you people. So I need to feel like I'm doing something, anything, to make a difference in this world. And so I join extreme organizations like white supremacists. At one point, I joined the JDL. I'm not even Jewish.
You were a white supremacist, and then you were a JDL.
Yes, just anything that is extreme. Any way for me to be seen above the grime and the filth on the street. But when I get on an aircraft, that's when people know who I am. I'm Captain Griego, and I'm a member of the Nazi Party.
And that does what for you?
What do you mean that does what for me? It doesn't do anything for me. It lets you know where I'm coming from.
I can tell you this. I would turn around and get off the plane.
No, you're not.
Excuse me?
No, you're not. What do you mean you're turning around and getting off the plane? If the gate's already closed...
What do you mean the gate's already closed?
If you've gotten on the aircraft and you say, oh, you know what, I think I'm going to turn around and leave. No, you've already made your commitment. You're on the plane. You don't get off. Where'd you get that?
Wait. I'm talking about when I get on the plane, before it takes off, while you're standing in the door.
Yeah, before it takes off, I'm standing in the door. They're hanging up people's coats. They're getting coffee or whatever they're pretending to do. A lot of times they're just pretending. You know that, don't you, the flight attendants, that they're pretending?
Pretending what?
When the flight...
When they're up there fixing stuff for the first class passengers.
Oh, yeah, sure. They're pretending they're doing... They're not doing anything.
Well, the first class people get to have service on the ground.
Yes, that takes... What does that take? A bottle opener? Here's your Coke. But they're up there pretending like they're cooking and cleaning and primping, and they ain't doing diddly squat. So anyway... If I'm Captain Griego...
No, hold on for just a minute. You just told me that I get on an aircraft, I'm not allowed to get off.
No, you can't get off, if you'll pardon the expression. Once you get on the plane and you say, oh, I think I want to get off because I don't like Captain Griego and the fact that he's in the American Nazi Party. No, you don't. You're not going anywhere. You're going to sit down and you're going to like it.
And what if I forgot something? What if my child is out there?
Well, then, if we can verify that, of course. But you're not allowed to get off the plane just because you don't like the pilot. What's that about?
How come you can... all right, then let me ask you this. You know...
Phil, I'm just telling you what I know, Phil.
No, you're saying some really jackass stuff here, all right? I just want you to know that.
Oh, really?
Yes. How is it that you can express any opinion you want? You can talk about how you don't like fat women, you don't like gay people, you don't like old ladies, you don't like this, and you don't like that, and you're a member of the American Nazi Party, and you're a member of a white supremacist organization, and you're saying this while you're standing in the doorway of the cockpit. How come you can do all of that, and when I say I'm getting off this plane because I don't like the pilot, I'm not allowed to leave?
Because I'm the pilot at that point. I'm the captain. I'm the captain of that aircraft. I make the individual decision. Why do you want to get off? My child is out there. I left something. Okay, go ahead. Why do you want to get off? I don't like you. Really? Go sit down. I don't like you either.
All right, well, let me ask you this. How are you going to stop me?
Oh, don't be a child, Phil. I mean, there's all kinds. There's air marshals, you know.
So if I say, well, I'm getting off anyway.
All right, then I'll give the high sign to one of any number of ground crew. You know, I'll point at you. I'll use a thumb and a forefinger. It's generally seen as like a heavy metal thing, the thumb and the pinky. But in my business, it also means take him to the ground, you know, or grind him up.
And what? Okay, so anyway, so I get caught and I'm dragged back onto the plane. Is that it?
Well, we would hope you don't have to drag you back on. But I think what happened with that Southwest guy is unfortunate. I hope it never happens again. I think it probably will, so long as we have flight attendants who don't think that people have the right to free speech. And I don't know where that started, but I would recommend to the flight attendants out there, don't tell me what to think or do or be, and I won't make any more comments about how unsafe it is to have you weighing what you do. You know.
All right. Well, there you go. There's the hypocrisy that I find. You know, you're telling them not to tell you what to say. And so, therefore, because they don't have the right to tell you what to say, you'll go ahead and you'll back off of what it was you were saying.
I'm not going to say that I like fat flight attendants, but at least I won't. Well, I won't call them a flight hazard.
All right, Art. 877-876-PHIL. That's a whole lot of opinion there from an ex-pilot who says that whatever they say in the cockpit, it's their business. It is no business of anybody else's, not the flight attendants, not the union, not the airline. As long as they take that plane off safely and they land it safely, it's no one's business, and he could be a member of a white supremacist organization. By the way, I never knew that I was not allowed to get off the plane once I got on it. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Well, but I had Tucson, Indy, all 4 weeks. And
there is a Southwest Airlines pilot talking about the grotesque nature of the crew, the air crew that he was forced to... turn that off, bud. The grotesque nature of the air crew that he was forced to work with on this flight in March 25th of 2011, this year. And with me is Art Griego, a former pilot. And we're talking with Art about the comments of this pilot and about the people that were flying on that airplane. Now, you know, I don't know who was on that airplane. And I dare say that pilot didn't know.
As the people were getting on the aircraft, he was saying hello, good afternoon. And
was he saying what you were saying? What
do you mean?
Was he standing there at the cockpit door saying, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so-and-so, and I don't like homosexuals?
I can tell you this much. Had he done that, there would be no lawsuit against him by the flight attendants union. And there would be a very good chance that nothing would have happened because, as I say...
Nothing would happen to that pilot if he said, good afternoon, I'm pilot so-and-so, and I don't like homosexuals or old ladies or fat people.
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Because the primary reason why people the primary support people want from a pilot is that he doesn't, and forgive me, Phil, if I'm wrong, he doesn't kill them. All right?
And I understand that, Art.
No, I don't think you do, because you are, and a lot of people are taking into consideration the nature of this, these comments, and they say, oh, my goodness, they're so terrible. Well, they may be terrible to you and I standing here on the ground among, as I said, the soot and the filth and the dirt and the bus exhaust, but when you're up there flying with the angels, and you're up there on the wings of an angel, and you're talking about homosexuals and fat old ladies, and friend, I'll tell you right now, you are the king of the universe. And all people care about is that you land the plane safely, that you take it off safely, that you fly it safely. Homosexuals, fat women, all of them are your toys. All of them are things you can toy with when you're up there. When you're down here, you got to answer. Well, you know what? Speak of the devil, you've got to answer to the fat leader of the flight attendant union.
And boy, I got to tell you something. Let me put it to you this way, okay?
Go ahead.
You're a bigot and a racist. And
no, I am not.
Hold on for a minute. You're a bigot and a racist and an anti-Semite who has the freedom to be that while you fly an aircraft. But once you're on the ground, you don't have that freedom. So you exercise that freedom as much as you can when you're in the air.
Didn't I tell you, Phil, that one of the things I used to do was get off the air? Well, I didn't do it, but a lot of guys would get off of the aircraft, go home, put on a pointed hat, and they'd be down at the cross burning before you could say, Robert E. Lee. I told you that.
Yeah, because these guys, they want to feel special. Because once they land the airplane, they don't feel special.
Exactly. When you're flying, and you're the captain of that aircraft, and all you see is sunshine and clouds, and the only thing above you is God's own heaven, and you can feel the power in your hands. Up there, burning crosses, burning churches.
Oh, man.
What?
What world are you living in?
I'm living in the world where pilots fly and they're free. And another fat flight attendant, it just rolls right off my back. And another fat flight attendant, she just rolls right out of my bed.
Okay, so all the bigotry and stupidity in the world exists up there in the great beyond, and down here on Earth is where all the dirt is.
That's it. And that's something that I don't think...
And we have to accept this.
I think that you do, yeah.
Well, I think you're wrong, because this lawsuit is going to go forward. You heard what the airline said.
No, I heard what the airline... They never support the pilots. Never. Never support the pilots. So I know what the airline said. I know what the airline said. So when this lawsuit goes to court, and the pilot sits there and says, I do everything that I can to make sure that I fly that aircraft as safely as I can, so what if I don't like fat people? And the airline is going to do this. Oh, goodness, did you hear that? Oh, no, we can't have you. And they'll fire him, and he'll go to work for, Delta or United or American Airlines or, God forbid, Virgin America or Virgin Atlantic. Step up in class, step up in grade. Southwest, you think that's some kind of great shakes? Yeah, let me tell you something about Southwest Airlines, okay?
No, I don't want to hear anything about them, because they may very well be a sponsor. Thank you very much, okay?
So that's how you're going to play it.
No, I'm not playing it anyway. I don't think this is about running the union down, or running the airline down. I think it's about the unions, and particularly your pilots' union, and what you guys are going to do. I think that what you've sent tonight are some things that are outrageous. I hardly believe they're true. I don't think that when a pilot is up in the air and he's flying with the angels, that burning crosses and fat flight attendants just roll out of his bed. I think, God, man,
Well, look at you. You're laughing about it.
Yes, I'm laughing. It's the most asinine thing I ever heard in my life. That a guy is just as, he's his own man, huh?
You're God's own pilot.
God's own pilot. But the minute you land that aircraft, you're just another slob.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I'll tell you this much, Art. When I get on an airplane, if it ever occurs that I say hello to the pilot and he says to me, hi, I'm Joe and so-and-so, and I'm a member of a white supremacist party, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to walk off that plane and I'll see what happens, all right?
You'll get your ass kicked. Sure as God made green apples.
All right, if I get my ass kicked, I get my ass kicked.
You never get off an aircraft once you get on it.
Bull crap.
I don't know. In other words, I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, you don't know what you're talking about. No, you don't. All right. Thank you very much, Art Griego. Our news and information hour coming up next. That's about as gone a thing as I've ever heard in my life. And I can tell you right now, I will get off that plane.
Yeah, but what do you got to get somewhere fast?
I don't care where I'm going. I don't care what it is I have to do. I don't care if I'm on my way to a funeral. I don't care if I'm on my way to get an Academy Award. I don't care if I'm on my way to pick up the winning prize in the Irish sweepstakes. If I get on an airplane and the pilot says to me, good afternoon, I'm Captain So-and-so, and I'm a Nazi, I'm turning around and I'm getting off.
The guy said you're going to get your ass kicked.
Then they'll kick my ass. I think it'd be fantastic, man. I think it would be the greatest thing in the world. I'd be on the cover of Time magazine. Guy gets his ass kicked when he gets off of an aircraft piloted by a Nazi. You don't see the humor in that, huh?
No, I don't, man. I don't. You get your ass beat, and may not survive it. You know, you ain't no spring chicken anymore.
Oh, well, I'm no spring chicken anymore, huh? So that's it.
Yeah, you may never recover.
Oh, bull crap. You guys are just, you guys don't even think it'll happen. I don't think it'll happen either, but I'm telling you, if it does, I'm ready for it. And like I said, I don't care where I'm going or what I've got to do.
You're going to Canada, man. What if it happened on your way to Canada?
It looks like I ain't going to Canada. Or if I do, I show up with my ass kicked. We'll be back to world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.